sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
One, two, three.
Boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. Look at me. When you wear your high heel boots with your hip hugger suit, it's all right. You're out of sight. And you wear that cute mini skirt with your brother's sloppy shirt. I admit it, girl, that I can dig it. And the officer says, boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your bell bottom pants, I just stand there in a trance. I can't move. You're in the groove. Would you believe, little girl, that I'm crazy about you? Now go now with your bad self. Your spell on me.
Good morning, Larson.
Good morning, Gabe.
Happy Monday, y'all. We're coming at you live. We are the Birders, and the station is WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5. It's a beautiful Monday morning. May 8th. Crazy. This is our last show of the year. We are very, very excited to be with you.
Of the year. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. So that last song was the Oogum Boogum song by Brent Wood, and we started off with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. Just a nice little soul introduction to your morning. And then we're going to be playing Valerie after this, and then we're going to slide into some Vienna by Billy Joel and some Counting Crows. And yeah, we'll take it from there. It should be a good morning. Do you have anything to say to the people?
Not really. It's been a pleasure of a semester, so
that's
going to be... nice to have our last hour here before I have to go take a bunch of tests.
Yeah, likewise.
For sure.
All right, without further ado, Amy Winehouse.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're stopping and anywhere change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the jacket. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, yeah.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
You talk to me when your vision of America is crystal and clean. I want a wide red light, something ignorant and plain, but from the walls of Michelangelo I'm dangling again. And I know that she is not my friend, and I know, 'cause there she goes walking on my skin again and again. Saturn on a line, a son of fire on strings and wires, spin above my head and make it right. But anytime you like, you can't catch a sight of angel eyes, all emptiness and infinite. And I dream of Michelangelo when I'm lying in my bed. I see God upon the ceiling, I see angels overhead. And he seems so close as he reaches out his hand, but we are never quite as close as we are led to understand. And I know that she is not my friend, and I know, 'cause there she goes walking, walking, walking. And I know that she is not my friend, and I know, 'cause there she goes walking on my skin again and again. Oh my, my, oh Lord, no. Yes, she's walking on my skin again and again.
That was When I Dream of Michelangelo by Counting Crows. Before that, we had Vienna by Billy Joel, so we had a bit of an accidental Italian theme between those two song titles. And then we start off that stretch of three with Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
We were just doing a deep dive on Adam Duritz,
lead singer of Counting Crows.
Yeah, interesting dude.
Yeah. Crazy hair.
Crazy hair.
Yeah.
Not like gross hair, just,
yeah,
you know, like,
like crazy, but like tasteful. Tasteful crazy.
I don't know if like white dudes with dreads could be like tasteful hair, but he's alright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. Me as well. Alright, we're gonna be going into a stretch of three here. Starting off with the Dire Straits with a song called Industrial Disease.
Mm.
And yeah. We'll go from there. Lars, how are you feeling about our last week?
Well, sad, man.
Yeah.
The shows have been coming quick. It's the Monday morning slot. Good way to start the week.
Yeah. Yeah. Dragging myself out of bed at 8 a.m. is a toughie, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm going to get used to that.
That's true.
This summer.
There are people who are doing much, much earlier and much worse than we are, so no complaints here. All right, we're going to keep it rolling. This is Industrial Disease by the Dire Straits.
Thank you. Peter Buck and Cindy Clay. I'm not surprised to see you here. You've got smokers cough from smoking, brewers droop from drinking beer. I don't know how you came to get the Betty Davis knees, but worst of all, young man, you've got a nostril disease. He wrote me a prescription, he said, you are depressed. I'm glad you came to see me to get this off your chest. Come back and see me later. Next patient, please. Send me another victim of nostril disease.
Heart and leave you with nothing. to serve you right. Something that's so fine, so rare here in this life. May this set inside your cage. She picked the lock, now she's gone away. She gets away with it. She slaps it with her hand, seals it with a kiss. She'll break your heart and treat you like nothing ever happened. She'll take your heart and leave you with nothing. She gets away with it. She gets away.
That was Let My Love Open the Door by Pete Townshend. Before that, we had She Gets Away With It by Billy Pilgrim. And we started off that stretch with Industrial Disease by Dire Straits. I gotta say, the final season does feel like an Industrial Disease.
It's on the computer.
On the grind.
On the computer, and then before you know it, you're falling asleep in the library.
Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Happens to the best of us. But...
A.K.A. it happened to Larson yesterday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And me about a week ago.
Yep. It's inevitable.
It is inevitable. This is true.
It's PSA time, though. So that's
public service announcement.
It's going to wake you up. You know, the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible and operational. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located on the Aitkman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue, the Summer Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518 and talk to one of the people working at the desk.
Wow.
Been a public service announcement.
Yeah, go check out some art, y'all.
WMFO.
Tis the season.
I think it's open over the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe check online.
Maybe check online
before you go.
Don't take my word for it. Yeah.
But it is a nice gallery, and they have a very nice sculpture garden outside too, which on a day like today where it's sunny and warm, there's nowhere better to be.
I've never been in the sculpture garden.
It's really nice. They have like a fountain and everything.
Fountain day.
Yeah. I was sitting there yesterday just enjoying the weather. It was fantastic.
Highly recommend the sculpture garden.
Yeah. We also have a bird fact.
Oh, all right.
Or if we want to do that, we can do that.
We'll keep you guys waiting.
All right. Suspense.
Anticipate.
Build the suspense.
Yeah.
Well, while you wait, we're going to be listening to The Promise by When in Rome, and then we're going to roll into some Cake, Love You Madly, and then Don't Fear the Reaper by the Blue Oyster Cult.
The third installment of our Triple Italy.
Triple Italy.
Show.
Yeah. Vienna, When I Dream of Michelangelo, and When in Rome. The Promise.
Thank you. I want to love you, love you.
We're back now. I would say, given our listening experience there in the studio, the Bruce Dickinson would not have been very happy with that level of cowbell that was just heard.
I think we needed some more cowbell.
We needed some more.
Yeah, respectfully.
We needed some more and maybe kind of an uncomfortably tight t-shirt that rode up on your mandals. That would have been good.
That would have made my Monday morning.
Yeah, it really would have. It would have sent me off for the week real nice.
That and some like bell-bottom jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
We need more cowbell.
We also need a bird fact.
Caw-caw! True.
This is coming at you from a reputable source this time, not a sus website we found. National Geographic. Mm-hmm. It was, All right. Gabe didn't have anything to say about that.
I was just going to say they're arbiters of truth. they're the real deal bird aficionados.
Yeah. None say that, what you will about National Geographic. None of that Geographic. Reddit. They know some stuff about
their
animals.
Birds.
Yep.
Yeah.
4 days ago, which was Thursday.
National Bird Day.
It was National Bird Day. And they estimate, or I guess scientists, not they, there are 430 billion, with a B, billion.
Bigly billion.
430 billion birds on Earth.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It's more than two.
It is way more than two.
It's more than, like, five.
That
it's
means
more
that
than five
there are,
birds on Earth.
Yeah. That means for every human on Earth, there are 54 birds. Approximately.
Oh, just do that. Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. Can you imagine being in a room with 54 birds?
I think they'd get scared of me. I don't know if they'd like...
Or they would like attack.
Yeah.
Either one is not a great option.
No.
It's a lot
this
of birds.
Is, this is like the whole is a duck watching you thing. This is getting too meta and hypothetical.
What happens if you and 400 birds are watching a duck?
Right. Is the duck watching you back?
Probably.
Yeah.
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 How many birds do you think it would take for to lift you up? Like, if you had like a sky carriage.
Probably 53.75 or whatever.
True. That means by National Geographic's estimation that we
could
just
all
ditch
fly.
Cars exactly. And just do the bird thing.
I mean, what if you get like all like chickadees? Or like a really small bird. Like, is it randomized? Does everybody get...
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Maybe you just find like the average bird size and then just make sure that like everyone's collection of 54 birds is the average or close to it. Or maybe you like give the smaller birds to like kids. So, like the chickadees like...
Proportionality.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the chickadees can fly like the 8-year-olds around.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my vision, at least. That's my billion-dollar idea. Yeah. Our new driving service called Caw-caw.
Caw-caw.
That last song was called open parentheses, don't fear, close parentheses, The Reaper by the Blue Oyster Cult. And we had Love You Madly, which had a killin' bass line, and then The Promise by When in Rome. We got four more songs on the hour for ya in 10 minutes. Ooh, maybe we don't. All right, we definitely have two more songs on the hour for you.
Definitely two more songs.
And maybe three. But this next song is called Summertime, which is fitting given the season, by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
jumping, and the cotton is high.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
High above the chimney top, that's where you trees of green and red roses too. I'll watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do?